Pangaratan's theater company has just announced Camilla Roy Woman, Amelia Thompson, and Jadwa Man, James Howard, as the 2024 David Page Music Fellows. These fellowships provide a bridge now to Australian Islander composers and musicians with paid opportunities to collaborate on various projects with the company. And I'm happy to say one of the recipients, Amelia Thompson, has just taken some time out of her busy schedule to give us some insights into her being one of the recipients of these prestigious fellowships. Amelia, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us on ITV Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How do you plan to incorporate your Camilla Roy heritage and electronic music? I should have actually started by saying hello in Camilla Roy language, because that's I was gifted a few words in Camilla Roy language. And when I start my shows, it's always Yama, Yalu when I finish. So I'll start by Yama.
Yama.
Yama. Yama. So how do you plan to incorporate your Camilla Roy heritage and electronic music background into your work with Bangarra Dance Theatre, especially in the course of this fellowship?
Yeah, I think, I guess as I work, it's always kind of part of the process, trying to reach back and see how I can culturally look at myself and my understanding of my belonging and community, and how I can kind of activate that in the way I creatively think. I think it's very exciting because I'll be working with dancer Lillian Banks, who is a great, great dancer, and she will be also contributing with her ideas of heritage and her ideas of her culture. It's definitely something that I'm going to try and see how I can really represent my, what we've talked about, representing ourselves as women, representing our culture. As young people, I think it's really interesting. I've got access to so many different sounds and different platforms now to make sound and music. So it's a very unlimited space of how I can really look at sonically representing that. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, because you're multi-talented, you're a composer, a vocalist, electronic artist, and you really have a hand in so many different genres of music, and you're also a radio host and so on. You're really multi-talented. But what aspects of David Page's music legacy inspire you most, and how do you hope to contribute to that legacy through your fellowship?
Well, I think part of the legacy is the space that was created for Aboriginal art and Aboriginal excellence. And it's just really exciting to be a part of that lineage. I think it's such an important part of Aboriginal storytelling and just creating that space for the modern creative realm with Aboriginal people like myself. I'm now part of that lineage, which is so exciting. Obviously, the Opera House in Bangarra, to me, are so prestigious, and I've gone and watched them perform there a few times. So being able to be a part of their dance clan now with the David Page Fellowship is an incredible opportunity to, I guess, be part of that history. And as a young person, I think it's a really humbling experience for the start of my career.
And you'll be working on a particular project which you'll have to actually, it's Dance Clan. How do you share your thoughts on collaborating with other young creatives, First Nations creatives, on this particular project? And how do you anticipate this experience will shape your artistic growth?
Well, I think it's so important to get young artists out and doing their thing and bringing their creative works and creative minds to life. I definitely think even 2 years ago, when I was even slightly younger, I had so many fresh ideas and different ideas than I have now. And I think with everything changing and young people really being in the thick of it at the moment with society and how it is so fast paced, I think it's really important to celebrate, especially our young Aboriginal artists, and I'm so excited that I get the opportunity to collaborate with the dancers and other artists and be a part of a team of young people who are just new and full of ideas. I think it's really special that this is part of that first step into all of our careers and all of our creative perspectives and trying out something different in the field of my work. Obviously, I've been trained in contemporary music and I've performed in that realm so far, but I think I'm really excited. I feel like this will open up just a plethora of doors for me in the sense that it's just such a rewarding and give back opportunity for myself, even in just being a part of it. So I think that's really exciting.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you were a composer, a vocalist, an electronic artist, and you also trained at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music. How do you think your formal training will complement the unique creative process at Bankara?
I think my training was important to show me versatility, important to show me that you don't have to sit in one space. I think for my degree and my training, I kind of stuck myself into being a singer and a pop artist, an indie artist. And I had an opportunity at the end of my university career to work with someone named Damien from the Conservatorium on his project First Songs, which was predominantly classical music and classical instrumentation. And that really opened my eyes to different ways of writing and composing and really bringing ideas to life in different realms. So I think that is one of the major ways in which that will aid my work with Bankara, being able to think outside of your respective discipline and see how that can actually aid creation in a different space.
You bring in a lot of skills, you're really multi-talented. And given your experience, especially in radio hosting, which is my old field as well. So it's really exciting to see someone from radio getting into music production and so on. Yeah. But you also have event production on top of that. How do you envision these skills enhancing your contribution to Bankara's creative life cycle?
I'm so excited to even be a part of it, whether it's a major or a tiny influence. I just hope to use what I've kind of built up in my career thus far to bring a fresh perspective, my perspective and Lillian Banks' perspective in the piece. I'd love to shed light on my personal experience and the dancer's personal experience, and hopefully make a mark on somebody or something, because I think it's such a valuable story to tell our own in a way. And I think as an artist, that will be the best perspective I can give. As a young Aboriginal woman, I think it's really important to value your own journey, and shedding light on that, I think, will be important to the development of Bankara the same way it is for every person that interacts with it.
Yeah. I guess you've got a brief and a certain timeline when this all will come to fruition. But can you give us maybe, a teaser on the different little steps that we may be able to, maybe you may share with us, and maybe when might perform something related to dance clan sometime before the final project itself, or just give us an idea of how it's going to evolve up to the final stage and the final product that we will be witnessing towards the end of the year?
Yeah, well, obviously without giving too much away, I think something that was really important to both Lillian and I was being able to share, like I mentioned before, personal experience, specifically the feeling of being a woman, and an Aboriginal woman and a young woman, and how that feeling is very unique and in the same way so shared with lots of other women. Just the feeling of holding that feel life and growing into it. I feel like we would really love to be able to represent that in a way in certain parts of the piece.
And finally, before I let you go, I got you on a very busy schedule. Closing thoughts, or maybe just tell us a little bit more about what you're doing that I think it's very important to bring to the attention of our listeners.
Well, I think it's really important to try something new, whether it be going to see a Vanguard performance if you've never seen them before, or, you know, taking the time to try something new yourself. I think this is new for me, and it's really fantastic and a wonderful opportunity. And I guess being part of something that's important to you is so valuable. And this is so important to me, as well as shedding light on young Aboriginal creatives, which I would love more of in all realms of music and creativity, because it's so important on keeping that heritage and lineage alive.
Amelia Thompson, first of all, congratulations again on winning such a prestigious fellowship. And thanks a lot for joining us on ITV Radio to share some insights into this fellowship and the upcoming work that we all look forward to actually seeing come to fruition in a few months' time.
Yes, thank you so much.